I was off work for about 6 months, went back on a phased return, and so consequently I hit the targets for illness. I had a hearing. The hearing said I was to be let go, and I appealed. I lost the appeal. And so I phoned my line manager and said, what do you want me to do from here on in? And they gave me my notice there and then. And I was given the contents of my desk, and, you know, your little personal touches that you have on your desk. I was given those in PC World car park. So I felt very let down.
With being let go, that's quite a difficult thing for anyone to cope with. How did you manage to cope with that?
I have to be honest with you, I didn't. I was devastated. And then, of course, when you have to go and sign on, the grim reality sets in that actually, because I feel worthless. I feel as if I don't have anything to give. It was just like, you're rubbish now. We're throwing you away. If I wasn't taking my husband to work every morning and picking him up every night, I have a horrible feeling I'll probably lay in bed because there's nothing to get up for. But I'm not ashamed of the position I'm in, and I do desperately want to work again. And I miss working. I love knowing the answers and just feeling as if you're doing something worthwhile.
You said that when you first had to go and sign on, that you felt worthless.
Yes, I did. Absolutely worthless. And actually nothing in the system makes you feel anything else. The Job Centre Plus advised me that I should look for administrative roles, receptionist and bus waiting staff.
And what was your initial reaction then when they told you we'd like you to work in a bar?
Well, I was shocked. I don't have any of the skills or qualifications that are required, because actually I would be the last person that you'd want anywhere near a bar, because I'm incredibly clumsy. I can barely hold a cup of tea without spilling it. You know, I would do it, but I don't think I'd be at all suitable. But also, I felt like she was belittling the skills that I did have, and that as a person, I wasn't really that important. It was just a case of get out there and work.
So what was it like when you realised you're back out in the job market, but, you know, it wasn't your choice?
Oh, it was so frightening. It really was frightening. I have not really been on the job market for a very long time. I'm 21 years. I was never scanning the classifieds to see what was on offer. So actually, it was a complete culture shock to me, because I didn't understand the language of the job advert. There's clearly a new set of buzzwords out there that I'm not familiar with. And I actually have no idea what it's like to be out there in the real world. And so I need help to make me look the best I possibly can. I need to market Paula Watts, and I don't know how to market me. I'm honoured to have been chosen to be part of this, and I can't wait. I'm really excited, because I feel like I'm going to be able to start putting my life back together.